Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each Tuesday at this time by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Welcome back and welcome to our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats, again online at KDCountry94.com today as well. And we're joined by Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you had a lot of activity for your kids here this weekend, the Jayhusker Invitational on varsity action at Marysville on Saturday, and then your JV kids went out to Hayes as well. So pretty good weekend for a lot of your individuals. What were your thoughts overall of the way the kids wrestled this weekend?
Well, first of all, we were really fortunate to get it in with the way the weather was, and we were so happy that we were able to participate. But Marysville, our kids wrestled pretty well. Good competition, 15 teams involved, and we ended up fourth as a team. We had three champions. Hunter Prohaska was a champ at 152. Brennan Walker was a champ at 182. And Creighton Johnson was a champ at 285. Placing second was Braden Burks at 195 pounds. At 220 pounds, Cameron Conkle put together a nice tournament and ended up third at his weight class. And at 113, Connor Cosand ended up fourth and put together a nice tournament. So overall, we wrestled pretty well, I thought, and it was a good stepping stone stepping into the Beloit invite. On the JV side, our JV kids went to Hayes for a really good, tough tournament out there at Hayes, probably 20 or more teams involved in that tournament, and we just had one place winner, and that was 106-pounder Cooper Adams, a junior for us, ended up placing fourth. But all of our kids out there got matches in and valuable experience, and it was a good experience for all those kids, I thought, to get that competition in, because they had missed the week earlier out at Concordia. That was canceled because of weather, so very pleased that those kids could get some action in. Looking forward to the Beloit invite. We can talk about that.
Yep, we'll come back on the next segment, and we'll go over it. The Beloit Invitational coming up, another big tournament this year, and we'll talk about that with Coach Nemchek after the break on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Andy Nemchek with us, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you have the Beloit Invitational, as you mentioned, coming up here this weekend. I know there's going to be some interesting festivities that will happen, as this is, if I remember correctly, the 50th Beloit Invitational. And just looking at what you expect to see and how excited are you to host this weekend?
Well, we're very excited. Any time that we can bring, we're bringing 22 teams into to Beloit, and as always, it's going to be an outstanding tournament, very competitive, and as you said, it's going to be our 50th annual, and we're going to do a few things at the tournament to honor some people and make this 50th year a little more special. But the teams coming to the tournament are Abilene, Blue Valley Southwest, Chanute, Clay Center, Colby, Concordia, Hill City, Holcomb, Hoxie, Lincoln, Marysville, Minneapolis, Oberlin, Plainville, Republic County, Riley County, Salinas South, Silver Lake, Smith Center, and Stockton. So just a great array of 3A, 4A, 5A teams, and you put all those people together, and it's just going to make for some outstanding brackets. I think the strongest of the teams, Blue Valley Southwest is bringing in a very good team. They are a top-ranked 5A team this year. Chanute brings in a great team, a top-ranked 4A team. And Hoxie right now is the number one-ranked 3-2-1A team. You throw Marysville in with that, and Marysville was the returning is the returning 4A state champions from last year. And Abilene always brings a good team in. And like I said, you throw all those other teams in there, and everyone on those teams has good individuals. And I think the brackets are just going to be really tough. Top six out of each bracket is going to be very, very outstanding kids. And there's going to be some great matches going on this weekend and great competition. So very much looking forward to it. Action starts on Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We wrestle three rounds on Friday. Two of those rounds are front side of the bracket rounds, and then one wrestle back round. And then Saturday we come in at 10:30, and we wrestle back rounds. And our finals should be scheduled around 4 o'clock. And just an outstanding tournament. As always, what makes this tournament outstanding is the help that this community puts forward, and everybody pitches in and helps and makes the tournament run so smoothly. And we hear about it every year that these teams that come really pat us on the back and say, what a great tournament, and we're so happy to be part of it. So very excited for our kids. We have some kids that are doing very well. Creighton Johnson, of course, is still undefeated, still ranked number one at his weight class, 285. Brennan Walker at 182 pounds is also ranked number one in the class 321A. And Hunter Prohaska, having a great season, is also ranked at his weight class at 152, ranked, I believe, fourth at 152. Tate Cadle, having a great season, ranked at his weight class 145, also ranked fourth, I believe. So very excited for our kids to see this kind of competition, and our whole team very excited for all of our kids to be able to wrestle in this and to host this great tournament.
Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Bullitt Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats, KittyCountry94.com. We thank you for the time, Coach, and best of luck to you and your kids here this weekend at the tournament.
Okay, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Nate Brown joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, just the one event since we last talked. Oberlin Invitational, Buzz Mattson there on Saturday in Oberlin. Cameron Delaney came away with a fourth place finish at 164. As you look back at the tournament, what were some of the things that you saw from the kids and how things went there on Saturday for you?
Yeah, with Cameron placing, like you said, that was a kind of, I guess, our bonus for that day. But no, it was what happened is probably about what I expected to happen. To an extent, I guess you always hope for a little better. But when you got a young team going out there in Western Kansas, it's never going to be a lot of fun. And I kind of not tell the kids not to be down, but I just tell them, hey, this is going to be a rougher, tougher tournament for you guys, and there's going to be some pretty good competition out there, and some guys you're going to see come up at regionals. So it's just not one of those places you take a young team to and expect great results. I mean, you're just kind of one of those outstanding kids that get things done. So, no, there's always some bright spots we see, and, there was some good things that came out of it, even though, like I say, majority of the kids didn't pan out real well. But, like I say, it's happy for Cameron, finishing the way he did. He had a couple good quality wins there that helped kind of get some things back in order, so... It was a good weekend. It's just one of those things you take it and we learn from it and keep moving forward.
You talk about going out to with the competition in Western Kansas, and you go to a lot of different places, so you'd be able to answer this question. I know that the competition has kind of made its way east as the years have gone on in the state, but do you still feel like, pound for pound overall, that Western Kansas has probably the best wrestling?
Well, I don't know if I want to say that or not, but sure. It's hard to get on me. But yeah,
I mean, you know, it's just
no, it's good. It is, yeah, it is. It's moving, you know. And you look at some of those coaches; they came from out here, and mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit of it too. You know, they bring this style and this, and it is. It's catching on more with those bigger schools. Obviously, you know, out here our schools are getting smaller, and, mm-hmm. and back east they are getting a little bit larger. They have more numbers to kind of choose from and things. And it is. It's taken it's about 50 years, you know, with wrestling as far as. Getting started there in the early 70s out that way. I know, like, Oberlin won two or three state championships, you know, and it just seems like it's always been out that way. But, mm-hmm. yeah, it's more parity. I'd say, you know, more parity. And you know, it's up for anybody right now.
We're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborn Bulldog Wrestling Team here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out. We come back. We'll go over the Thayer Central invite coming up in Hebron this weekend here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Have an athlete who has had a banner week of athletic prowess? Nominate her or him for the ncksports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Visit ncksports.com to nominate, and maybe your favorite athlete will be selected to be that week's Athlete of the Week. Plus, for the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia, visit ncksports.com today.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Still with Nate Brown, again, KatyCountry94.com this week with our high school wrestling Locker Room Chats. Coach, your Bulldogs are headed up to Thayer Central, Nebraska, Hebron, Nebraska, coming up this weekend. And just looking at this matchup and some of the competition that you see there Friday, like I talked in the last segment, you kind of go different places and see different kids, and that's what you're going to see on Friday at Thayer Central. What are your thoughts on the competition there?
Yeah, it's Nebraska. They got a little bit different style and things. So, you know, hopefully it'll be a lot better. And, you know, as far as parity with younger kids, seems like we've always done well up there, you know, even with my younger kids. So we'll find out, see if that's going to hold true or not. But I don't know. It's a different feel, I guess, different atmosphere. They're pretty laid back up there, you know, which most of our guys, I can't say aren't laid back. But mm-hmm. They run a good tournament, and it does run that evening, so we get our Saturday back off. I know a lot will be at the Beloit tournament, but for us, we get that Saturday off. We want to go over and watch some wrestling at Beloit. We can do that. But, obviously, everybody will be different. We'll be the outsiders, I guess, from Kansas. And it's just fun to kind of meet some new guys and see what our kids can do against people they don't know, so they can't go, well, I know this kid's a state place, or, you know, things like that. So it's good to get away from that type of competition, I guess.
Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborn Bulldog Wrestling Team here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week. Good luck at Hebron on Friday, and enjoy the weekend.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
For the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams, visit ncksports.com. Your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia. Visit ncksports.com. A big thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Brush Art Corporation of Downs, S&S Drug and Home Health, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out ncksports.com. We continue our Locker Room Chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
And back on our Locker Room Chats, KatyCountry94.com. Brock Hutchison joining us, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. Coach, as we look back, just the one event as Superior, Nebraska was canceled on Friday due to the weather. You went to Oberlin on Saturday and had some kids that fared fairly well there at times, but just overall, what were your thoughts of how things went in Oberlin on Saturday?
Well, that's you kind of hit the nail on the head, and I don't know if you meant to, but it was just kind of fair. They did fair. I don't think we were ready to wrestle. We got up definitely on the wrong side of the bed. I wouldn't tell you that if I didn't already have told my kids that. I just don't think we competed real well. So we're getting on the mat this week. We're going to do a better job.
When you look at that, is there anything that you think would contribute to that, or just maybe just kind of the discombobulation of the way the schedule ended up going, or what do you see there?
Well, yeah, I don't know, and I'm not one to
sure.
sit here and make excuses for anybody. Mm-hmm. I just don't think we wrestled well. I don't think we've done anything differently than we've done in the past 5 to 10 years. We didn't get to go to the Superior Tournament, which is truthfully, you know, it's an easier tournament than most of the tournaments that we go to, than all the tournaments that we go to. So,
usually when you go up there and you got kids that haven't generally placed in a tournament, and then all of a sudden they're placing, gives kids confidence. So that could be a reason or a factor why, but I'm not, you know, we wrestle poorly, period. That's their own small bears doing.
Talking with Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Edmond. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this weekend, the Bullet Invitational for Smith Center Wrestling on Katie Country 94.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our John Deere trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. At Landmark, buy three equipment service inspections and get the fourth free. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back here on Katie Country 94. Brock Hutchinson still with us, the coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you move on to the Beloit Invitational coming up this weekend. As you go to Beloit, I know every year you talk about this. This is one of the toughest tournaments that you compete in, and the two-day tournament, a lot of great competition, 22 teams coming again this year. Just for those that have never heard you talk about it, what makes Beloit special as far as the competition and the tournament that you're headed to this weekend?
Well, first and foremost, and I say this every year, and I mean it, I honestly think Beloit can host a state wrestling event probably better than what it just ran at Hayes. And I'm not, there's no knock on how Hayes does it. I'm just saying Beloit has had wrestling, and this is the 50th time that they put the tournament on. And there are people there that have done it for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they know, I mean, they just know what it takes. They're very hospitable. They know how to run a tournament. They do it year in, year out to the best of their ability and the best of their capabilities to bring in good officials. They bring in good teams. So it's just the atmosphere, I think, that sets it apart from all the rest of the tournaments that we go to. Now I know there's other tournaments out there that are just the same, you see. People talking about, well, it was Ron and this and that, but I mean, I think this is second to none and second left town, so in my opinion, there's none better. As far as competition, yeah, you're looking at Hoxie, Beloit, Republic County, Oberlin. I think those are four teams in the top 10 in 3-2-1A. Then you have three teams, Chanute, Marysville, and Clay Center, that are in 4A, and then you have Blue Valley Southwest, who is number three in the 5A. And then you have a bunch of just handful of teams that are just really good. You know, like you throw Hill City in the mix, Colby, you know, Abilene, Corey, Holcomb, Plainville, you know, us, and have some top-tier wrestlers that just make this tournament special, in my opinion. And I always say, I think I tell our kids every year, it's placing this one, you got a really good shot at placing the state tournament. So that's kind of how we go about this week.
Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck this weekend as you go to Beloit.
Absolutely. Thank you for your coverage.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center and Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our John Deere trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. At Landmark, buy three equipment service inspections and get the fourth free. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit Smith Center in Osborne.